The Stan logo emerges from a camera flash. Stan Originals. Credits appear on a black screen.
All right, sit down. Shut up. Are you ready? Good. Because I'm about to tell you a story.
A large toy shop is busy.
It's a modern-day Christmas epic. A tale of saviours and Scrooges, family and friends, heroes and villains, and of Harrington and Sons, the greatest toy store in the whole wide world. It was a race to grow. Or at least in the greater metropolitan region. Harrington and Sons was a magical wonderland, a toy store that kids never wanted to leave.
A huge red inflatable kangaroo waves from the shop's roof. A boy and girl collect letters to Santa.
This was a toy store that was chock-a-block full of the best toys ever. It had steam trains, puppy dogs, and the famous Harrington's ball pit. Everything was special. Even that weird toy soldier thing.
A nutcracker soldier has his teeth bared. A man wearing a Santa's hat reads to small children.
This fine establishment was owned by a man named Clarence Harrington, a real-life Santa Claus. Clarence was beloved by every kid who knew him, and people came from far and wide to meet him and share in his Christmas spirit. He was a good bloke. He was the father of Derek and Terry, who loved the toy store with all their hearts. Derek wanted to grow up just like his dad and run the toy shop exactly the way he did. And of course, keep up their Christmas tradition of sending letters to Santa in the pouch of their giant kangaroo.
Father and son put mail in the pouch. Terry plays a video game. Derek beckons her to join in.
Sadly, all this joy was not to last, for time is a funny way of changing things. But this story actually starts with a much older Derek. And Gladys, the best security guard in the universe.
Careful, she's about to pop.
Gladys, what are you doing here? I sent you home an hour ago.
Clearly I'm still needed. Hold this. I got it.
A bottle.
Gregnog.
Another gift from Greg. By far the worst.
Gladys repairs the kangaroo.
You still haven't told him?
Told him what, Derek?
She's pregnant.
As my employer, the status of my love life is actually none of your business.
And what about as a friend?
What do you say, we're friends? How many letters for Santa have you got?
A few.
Jeez, that's bleak.
Yeah. Well, why write to Santa when you can text him?
Well, with less ballast, maybe this will take off this year.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I know Christmas by yourself can be tough, especially when you've done it so many times. How about I let you win at Giant Jenga?
Go home, Gladys.
All right. Just let me do one more sweep of the floor.
Now.
Ugh.
And for Pete's sake, talk to him. You forgot your Gregnog.
Keep it.
Merry Christmas, Gladys.
Merry Christmas, Derek.
Smiling, Derek shakes his head, then tosses the Gregnog into the kangaroo's pouch. Derek takes out two letters, both stamped final notice in red. He looks around, then throws them in the pouch. Inside, on the central stairs, Derek adjusts a mannequin's elf hat, then surveys the store glumly.
Good evening, Christmas shoppers. Just a reminder, Harrington & Sons is closing in 10 minutes, so feel free to queue up at the registers now and beat the Christmas rush.
The only customers are a mother and daughter playing with two toy dogs.
Cute. Can we keep him? Mum, please.
He's not that expensive.
Derek approaches.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Maybe find something a little smaller.
You know, this one was just telling me how much he wanted a good home. Did you promise to walk him every day?
I promise.
Then he's all yours.
Thank you so much.
Ah, it's nothing. And look, you can't break up the litter. How about you take his little sister too, hey?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Smiling, Derek watches them leave. A boy stalks over.
Where are your video games?
Oh, sorry, mate. We don't actually stock those here, but...
A jack-in-the-box.
Have you seen this?
Of course I have.
Well,
Just wait for it.
The boy arches his eyebrows.
Wait for it.
Yeah, look, I just came here for video games.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
A kangaroo pops out.
Holy dooly!
Derek stands alone.
This place sucks, by the way.
Holy dooly.
Derek puts it back. A young man wears red antlers.
Pete!
Hey.
Is everything okay?
No. Ooh. Someone graffitied all the Magna sketches again.
Yeah, that is very lifelike.
No.
Reckon that's us done for the day, mate. I'll close up.
No, I'll do it. I always do it.
Nah, don't be silly. It's Christmas Eve.
I do still need to find Jesus, though. As in baby, for the nativity. At least a substitution. I could probably use... Oh. Good grief. Sorry, I'll get my playlist mixed up.
Go home to your family, Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, I really don't think that's...
Attention, valued customers. This is Pete from the front desk. Harrington and Sons is now closed. Thank you very much.
There we go, just in case. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Mr. Harrington. I'll see you Boxing Day.
Merry Christmas, Pete.
Pete heads away. Derek looks at a photo of himself, Clarence and Terry hanging behind the counter. One of six security camera feeds shows Derek heading into a back room. In an office, the heavily pregnant Gladys turns away from the security monitor. On her phone, she scrolls through a long list of messages from Greg, with a few brief replies from her. A large note reads, "Don't call Greg." Eating, she types.
Thanks, Gregory. Also, lol, I forgot to say I'm pregnant.
Gladys taps a pregnant woman emoji. Her thumb hovers over the send button.
I'm stupid.
She puts down the phone. In the shop, a girl and boy slowly emerge from the ball pit. She eyes the golden star topping the tallest Christmas tree. He uses toy binoculars that have the lens caps on.
Wombat, confirm you have eyes on the target.
Okay, but I think we should just wait until they turn the lights back on.
She removes the caps.
Oh, bingo!
Commence Operation Christmas Star.
Wombat hands her a toy walkie-talkie, then leaves with the other. The girl, Brady, flies a drone to the Christmas star and tries to hook it with a candy cane hanging from the drone's base. Wombat is crouched among the presents under the tree.
Left. Left. No, you're left.
We have the same left.
Oh, right. Right. Little more. Little more.
The drone fails to hook the star. In the security office, Gladys zips a backpack, then frowns at the security feed. The camera films Wombat crouched near the tree. Gladys checks a whiteboard. Photos of Brady and Wombat are stuck under Naughty.
What have we got here? Merry Christmas, Gladys.
The drone lifts the star from the tree and lowers it into Wombat's waiting hands. Gladys strides up. Brady's smile vanishes.
Wombat, look! I know. It's beautiful. No! Behind you!
Wombat turns.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Barbie and Ken.
Don't call me Ken.
I didn't.
Run!
He bounces off Gladys.
Brady, save yourself.
Never leave a man behind.
She flies the drone at Gladys, then runs. Gladys chases the kids.
Here, you little skid marks!
Brady throws a ball at Gladys.
Be quick! She's like a pregnant Terminator!
Get back here!
Wombat tows Brady, who wears wheelie shoes.
She's unstoppable!
She's the power of two humans!
Run! Uh-oh. Don't you dare! I'm sorry!
Brady's head lands on a model train track.
This is it. This is the end.
Next station, my office.
What did you eat?
Pete is always employee of the month.
Don't forget, Wombat, we're pleading the fifth.
Right. The fifth what?
Don't say a word.
Gladys stalks out with a carton of chocolate milk.
So, you thought you could fool old Gladys, huh? I expected more from you.
To Wombat.
Maybe not from you. Please, drink. You must be thirsty.
Brady stops Wombat from taking it.
You sure, mate? Could be a long night. Have it your way, then.
Gladys drinks. Wombat glares.
Tell me your names now.
Wombat.
No, Wombat.
Sorry, Brady.
Stop.
I've been after you two for a very long time, Wombat and Brady.
No one steals from Mr. Harrington on my watch.
She brings out a crime board.
December 1. You started off small. The Goodnight Nightlight. December 2. Outback Olive sleeping bag. Very cozy. Then, December 15, for some inexplicable reason, you steal my lunch from the office microwave.
That wasn't us.
We don't even like risotto.
Who said anything about risotto?
These were all taken inside the store. It's not stealing if it doesn't leave the store.
A security feed shows a car parking. A woman gets out. The tough-looking 60-something woman has joke tattooed on her knuckles. A young woman with long, dark blonde hair gets out, her face hard. She opens the old car's boot. She takes a tartan shopping trolley from the boot, then gives the old woman a small handgun. The woman tucks it in her red lace bra, near a tattoo that reads, Nan. Draped in a shawl, the old woman heads to the shop. Whistling, the young woman tucks her hair into her hoodie. She walks with a slight limp.
Enough with the whistling shits.
Derek works at the till. Hunched over, the shawl covering her hair, Nan shuffles in with her trolley. The door is beside the counter.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. We're actually closed for the evening. But we're open again Boxing Day. All Christmas trees, 50% off.
Hello, Derek.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Smiling, Nan aims the gun at him. Derek's face falls.
Hey, Mr. Harrington, I didn't find baby Jesus, but I did find a little poopy baby doll.
And Pete, maybe get out of here.
Pete flees. At the door, Chez aims her gun at his face.
Where do you think you're going?
Pete clutches the doll. Derek shuts the till.
Where's your mum?
Dunno.
All right, your dad?
Dunno.
Do you think I was born yesterday?
No, but it looks like your baby should have been.
The kids bump fists.
What baby?
They frown.
I know kids like you. I've known them all my life. Selfish, mean, sticky little bullies who get away with everything. Well, not today.
Gladys stares at Nan and Chez at the counter.
Who are they? What time is it?
7.
Give me that. What haven't you stolen? All right, you two stay here and think about what you've done.
Oh, we will.
Hey! Aww.
Holding her milk, Gladys leaves.
Hey, you know, whatever it is, you know, crime is not the answer. Is it money? If it's money, then we are hiring.
We're clear.
Pete stares as Chez pulls down her hoodie. His face lights up as she shakes her hair loose. Pete stares transfixed. Against a sparkling backdrop, a suddenly glamorous Chez smiles.
What are you looking at?
The glamorous vision disappears.
What are you looking at?
Angel.
What are you looking at?
Sorry.
You got a bloody lift here or what?
No.
Should be criminal.
Let him go.
It's too late for that.
He's just a kid. Please.
We let him go. So first thing he's going to do is call the cops.
No, he won't. Will you, Pete?
No.
Real believable.
Nothing to be scared of. As long as you do what we say. Now sit down.
Hey.
I said sit down.
Just do what they say, Pete.
Look, I know. I know the holidays are hard.
You'll be hard if you don't sit down.
What?
You know what I mean?
Chez grabs a pool noodle and hits Pete's legs. Nan ties up Derek.
Hey!
You got a problem, Harrington?
No. No problem.
Peter.
They're gonna throw us in the slammer, Brady.
That's the least of our worries if we don't get out of here.
Brady finds paperclips.
Get rid of the photos.
Wombat grabs their photos from the naughty board. Brady sticks two unfolded paperclips in the door lock and wiggles them.
That is so smart. Way cooler than using a spare key.
What?
The one hanging on the wall.
Oh.
Derek and Pete are tied to chairs with tinsel and skipping ropes.
Just a double knot.
We're not tying shoelaces, Sharon.
Gladys stops at the top of the stairs, then crawls behind a display of Baby Got Allergies dolls. Gladys moves poopy baby dolls aside and peers through the gap at Derek, Pete, Chez and Nan.
All right, keep your knickers on.
Gladys grimaces at the doll in her hand.
You okay, Pete?
Yep.
All right, fine. What do you want?
$300,000 in cash.
I'm sorry, we don't have that much.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Harrington will think of something.
A magazine.
All hail the gaming queen. I'm sorry, who is that?
That's my sister.
That's your sister. Your sister owns Terratron Games. Oh my God, Mr. Harrington, I own literally every single one of her video games.
Shut it. What? Where's your phone?
Hurry up, Dimples. You waste our time, I waste you.
Quiet!
Where's my phone?
Doll poop covers her hand. Gladys wipes her hand. She bumps the doll. Chairs and Nan turn and head to the stairs. Gladys follows the kids. Gladys reaches the tunnel of fun.
You gotta be kidding me.
Stop nagging, I know what I'm doing.
Chairs and Nan come upstairs. Gladys crawls into the tunnel.
Oh my God, can you just shut it for once in your life?
They find the baby doll with its poopy nappy lying on the floor. Chez kicks it.
Mama, there was tomato with that. Now my lips are tingling.
What is that?
I'm gluten intolerant, peanut intolerant, lactose intolerant.
They used to just shit themselves.
I need to poop again.
Back downstairs.
Is everything okay?
It's fine. Let's make the call.
The tunnel runs above the sales area.
There's another thing here. What are you guys talking about?
If I'm security, go!
Come on!
We want
them.
We don't want him to fight.
I said we need them.
All right!
Pete eyes the tunnel.
I'm not trying to bust you, but we are in serious danger. Look.
Stop it! You don't need to talk to him!
He's scared.
He's fine!
It's ringing.
In the Terratron Games office, a game called Toy Store Takeover lies on a desk. The woman at the desk ignores the nameless call on her phone. Nan holds a phone to Derek's ear.
She's, not answering.
Well, why isn't she answering?
I don't know, okay?
That's ridiculous.
It's been a while.
What do we do?
Keep your grubby mouth shut and follow me.
Here we go.
Pete's face looks strained. Derek shakes his head.
It's Christmas Eve. She's probably...
Hello, Terry speaking.
Terry!
Say hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, sorry, who is this?
Derek.
Derek.
Your brother.
Oh, right, sorry. New phone.
Derek gives a forced smile.
Well, thanks for answering, I guess.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle.
Chairs and man share a frown. Derek lowers his eyes. The glamorous Terry resumes work.
Okay, well, great chat.
Well, give me that. Teresa Harrington, we have your brother hostage.
And you've got 1 hour to get us $300,000 or...
else.
I don't know what you're trying to pull, Derek, but this isn't funny.
No, they're serious, Terry. Okay, they came into our store. They've got us here. They came in with guns.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'll call the police.
You call the cops and you'll never see your brother again.
They want money.
Terry bows her head.
I need your help, Terry. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
Nan grabs the phone from Chez.
Listen up, CEO. We want 300K in 1 hour or we start playing hangman.
I already said that.
It's not what you say, Chez. It's how you say it. You got to scare them and hang up. Then they call back all crying and blubbering and begging to do whatever it is you want.
Chez nods. Nan glares at Derek. Terry frowns. She looks over at a poster for the game Toy Shop Takeover. The single character resembles young Terry. Gladys leads the kids through the tunnel. Gladys and Brady crawl through an intersection of several tunnels. Wombat stops in the intersection.
Uh-oh. What? What's the matter?
Oh, no. Wombat, don't you dare.
I can't help it.
Kind of what? Hold it in.
It's coming.
What's the matter?
When Wombat gets nervous,
Gladys gags. Brady holds her nose. The fart echoes along tunnels. Nan, Chez and Derek frown upwards. Pete looks wide-eyed at the tunnels.
What the hell was that?
It wasn't that bad.
Brady holds her nose.
Gross, that's rank.
Oh, the mice. We have big mice in our store.
We don't have mice.
Yes, we do. We do. Remember I left the invoice on your desk for the mousetraps?
Wasn't that for the board game?
No.
Jesus, Pete, you bought 200 actual mousetraps?
Doesn't smell like mice. Smells like rats.
She's coming in. Where do we go?
I need big rats.
Wait.
What do we do? Be quiet.
Shh, just follow me.
Nan listens at the tunnel's ground floor entrance. Pete looks around wide-eyed.
Silent night.
Nan leaves the tunnel and gapes at him.
Holy night.
Pete, what are you doing?
Oh, come on. Having a bit of fun. You know the words? Come on. All is...
Chez and Nan gape. Pete keeps glancing at the tunnels.
Round yon virgin, virgin, holy infant, so tender and mild, immaculate conception.
Chez shoves a ball in his mouth. She glares down at him, then smirks. He still wears the antlers.
You try that again, I'll cut your jingle balls off.
At least it hit the high notes.
Huh?
The tunnel entrance.
Right. Tweedledee and Tweedlebum, it's time we get you out of here.
What? No way.
Yes, way. It's too dangerous and you two are going to cause trouble.
What about Pete?
Pete, why do you care about him?
He seems to be a nice guy.
Well, I guess nice guys do finish last. Let's go.
Pete's our brother.
Matt, stop. Employee of the month, Pete. He's your brother.
And you never leave a man behind.
Well, we can't stay here. Come on.
Snitch. What? You don't.
You wouldn't feed them to the sharks either. Shut up. Let's go.
Mr. Harrington doesn't have any sharks.
Sitting by the front counter, Nan taps the phone in her hand and sucks a lollipop. Pete eyes the grim-faced Derek.
Mr. Harrington, there is something that I need to tell you.
So why hasn't your sister rung back?
It's been 10 minutes, yeah? Just give her time. She was probably just in shock.
I'm no therapist, but in a ransom, family members generally tend to, I don't know, care?
I'm telling you, it was shock.
Thought you said this was a done deal, Shiz.
I've got this. Trust me.
Done that once before?
Nan.
Or have you forgotten Smith Street?
I said I've got this.
Yeah? Because it's looking a bit like a shit show, Shiz. Maybe need to call for some backup.
We just don't talk much, yeah? Since our dad died, it's just a little rough patch we're going through.
Your dad died 10 years ago.
You haven't spoken to her in 10 years?
She will call back, okay? You'll get your money. Can we all just calm down?
Oh, we're all calm here, Derek. For now.
Hey, Mr. Harrington, what if your sister doesn't help us?
She will.
She will.
Then why hasn't she called back?
Pete, drop it.
I'm sorry. You know, I know how hard it can be to lose family.
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Harrington, there's something that I need to tell you about the mice in the tunnel.
A ball hits Pete.
Got about 50 more of them over there, if you don't shut up.
Nan aims the toy gun, then saunters back to Chez. Gladys and the kids reach the security office. Wombat uses a landline phone.
What are you doing?
Calling the cops, but it's not going through.
No cops. They'll kill Pete.
Okay, traps shut. I think they've cut off the phone lines. Where's my phone?
Wombat finds it near the monitors.
Slow.
Thanks for that, Einstein. I got that.
Gladys winces.
Oh.
Is it happening?
Or Braxton Hicks?
Nothing's happening. Get off. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
What?
I know who to call.
Firefighter Greg helps pack up gear.
Oh, wait. Who is it, Gladys? Mate? You can't let her do this to you. You got to use this if you want to protect this.
No, she's just calling me to say thank you for the Gregnog.
Gregory, you didn't.
I did. It was small and it's for each of the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, mate. No.
I'm putting my foot down.
Hey.
You guys dated for how long? Okay, it was about a year. And she broke up with you when? 9 months ago.
And when you asked her why, she...
She vomited on the pavement, ran away, and then ghosted me ever since.
Exactly. 9 months. Vomiting. Uncharacteristic mood swings. It's not going to take a genius to figure out what's going on here, Greg. She's a player. And if you pick up this phone, you're going to get played.
No, but I thought she was the one.
Greg, you're one of the best blokes that I know, and one day you're going to make someone very happy. But until then, we got lives to save.
He gives back Greg's phone. They're in uniform.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Sam. You're right. Thanks, Biff.
All right, fireys, we ready? We're good? Let's bring it in. Yeah, nice. Less shirts, more skin.
You lot are going to make the front cover of the Christmas calendar. Mwah.
You put the fire in fireman.
Good.
Great, yep. Oh, that's hot. This is so hot, I'm going to have to put you out. Okay, great. That's great. Something's missing.
Puppies are ready.
Oh, yeah, get him in there.
He's rejected me.
Try again.
He's never rejected me before. Maybe he's busy saving lives.
So the puppies are babies. You've saved them. You're handing them back to their mother.
The five fireys hold out their puppies.
This is September, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
Brady grabs Gladys's phone.
Crap, it died!
What do we do now?
We could fly a drone outside with a message.
Guys?
The doors are locked. Maybe we should reconnect the phone lines.
They're on the roof.
Guys, I think I found something.
How do you know that?
Research?
Brady, Gladys! Will this work?
What are we going to do? Barbecue our way out of this?
A small barbecue has a recalled sticker. Pete and Derek watch Chez struggle with a yo-yo.
You know, I'm pretty handy with a yo-yo.
What?
You know, loop the loop, walk the dog, rock the cradle. You know, the key is you got to be gentle. You got to use your wrist.
I'll break your wrists.
Hey, Chez, could I have a glass of water?
No.
Please, it's the middle of summer. I'm so dry.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to spit.
You're a really weird guy, you know that?
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Well, please, please, Chez, there's water behind the counter. I won't move a muscle. I swear, I'm not going to...
Pete freezes. Wearing a slight grin, Chez strolls toward the counter. Derek gives a strained smile until she passes.
Pete, what are you doing? It's a classic distraction tactic. Okay, two things. First, Wombat and Brady are in the store. They're the mice in the play tunnel. I don't know where they've gone.
What?
And second, and possibly worse, I'm in love with Chez. My God, I'm sweating like a banana in the sun and my heart feels like it's exploding.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, because what's a girl like her going to want to do with a guy like me?
No, not that. Why are Wombat and Brady in the store?
Oh, look, they were going to meet me after work. And I tried to tell you, but then Nan came in and started asking about your sister and the money and you shot me with the
walker. It's okay. It's all going to be fine.
Okay, well, I thought maybe they could help us.
But no, I mean, they can't. They have to stay hidden. It's safer that way. Look, if these two get their money, then nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay. Are you sure they're going to get their money?
Yes. Terry might just need a bit of a push.
Nan returns.
Hey. Hey.
Chez, what are you doing? Hostages don't get water. They get hostaged.
Listen, let me call Terry again. To speed things up, you let me talk to Terry and I can get the money here faster.
Chez shrugs, then dials a mobile phone.
Do it.
Terry's CyberDash account has almost $1,300,000.
You said I had an hour?
Terry, it's me, Derek. Just checking in about the money. Are you...
Working on it.
Cool. You might need to speed things up a bit. It's just getting a little bit tense around here.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. It's a pretty crappy situation you've thrown at me, you know?
Well, I'm the one being held ransom, so it's a bit more crappy for me, yeah?
You obviously have no idea how hard it is to withdraw $300,000 in cash on Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, sorry, we're not all swimming in millions.
You're the one who got a business handed to him.
Handed? Handed? Do you know how hard I've worked?
And by the way, you can't swim in millions. I mean, you could probably run a small bath in millions at best, so...
The fact that you even know that says so much.
Oh, my God, you are so self-righteous.
Well, it's better than being selfish.
How am I selfish?
You couldn't even make it to his funeral.
Terry sits motionless, then nods somberly.
Since you got it all figured out, then.
Damn it!
What the bloody hell was that?
Well, I once listened to a podcast about sibling
Not
rivalry.
Not now, Pete.
Can it, Pete?
Shut your damn Yamaha, Pete. Get it back on the phone now.
Nan scowls. In the security office, thick grey smoke rises from the defective barbecue.
Yes, we did.
They stiffen and look away.
I thought you said this place was clear.
It is. It was.
Jesus Christ, Smith Street all over again.
It's nothing like robbing a servo.
Something must have set off the alarm.
No, not something, Derek.
Pete's eyes widen. Nan taps a toy cricket bat on her hand.
Someone. Where's the panel?
But we'll never tell.
No, it's behind the counter. It's over there.
Chez presses buttons on an alarm panel behind the counter.
It's coming from the security office.
If this goes bad, I'm taking you down with us. You know that, right? Guard Pimples and Dimples.
This is my job. I'll go.
That'll take all night!
No. Wait.
Nan knocks Pete down.
Pete!
Oh, help me.
Pete!
Good job, Wombat.
Guess I'm not as smart as I look.
Gladys?
A camera films Nan storming through the shop.
If she gets this room, she'll have all the cameras. Then we know we're left to hide.
She's old. I can take her.
Nan kicks open a door.
You can take her.
Brady, we have to go off the grid.
No way. If we show Gladys, that's it for us.
We haven't got a choice.
Off the grid?
There's one place where your cameras can't see.
Kid, I've got this place locked down tighter than a cat's bum.
That's what you think. And also gross.
Pete is back beside Derek.
Are we going to die here, Mr. Harrington?
No. Just do what they say and we'll get through this together.
What if she finds Wombat and Brady? What if she hurts?
One security camera films Nan moving past shelves, a yellow plastic cricket bat in one hand. She pockets something from a shelf. The camera beside it shows the kids edging past shelves, then running to a pile of boxes marked sale and moving them aside. Gladys follows. Brady leads Gladys and Wombat through into a storeroom that's decorated and is furnished with a plastic table and chairs. Three towels hang near a small Christmas tree.
I'll keep a lookout for the fire truck.
What is this place?
Wouldn't know. I just found it like this.
Brady, if we tell her, she'll kick us out.
Gladys stares at sleeping bags on two small beds.
You live here?
It's just temporary. Until Pete finds us a new place.
Where are your parents?
Wombat turns to Brady, who nods.
Mum's in heaven.
Oh. And what about your dad?
We don't know.
But he's coming back, Pete said. He left his favourite cat. He always takes it with him when he's leaving for a long time. So he'll definitely be back.
Brady touches the large cap that she wears backwards.
You can't live here. It's not safe.
Please don't tell anyone. They'll split us off.
No.
They've done it before. But Pete's 18 in 2 weeks and 3 days. And then we can have a place.
And Dad will come home and he'll all get back to normal.
Brady's big eyes are focused on Gladys. Wombats are down.
Hey, if I've been, you know, I didn't mean to be.
Apology accepted.
It's just, kids aren't really my thing.
Oh, we know.
We see you some nights, staying up late, staring at the baby dolls.
I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Cup of tea?
Nah, I'm wrong.
Please?
We shared our secret.
Gladys sits on a space hopper. Wombat has a doll's bottle.
Is that lactose-free?
Mm-hmm.
Pete sits slumped near Derek. Chez holds a carton of chocolate milk to his cheek.
This is the coldest thing I could find.
Oh, thank you.
Chez, it's not too late to call this off here.
Why the hell would we do that?
What happened at Smith Street?
Nothing.
I mean, you and Nan don't exactly seem like a well-oiled machine. I just don't want anyone to get hurt.
Smith Street was a long time ago, and it was my first job. We're fine now.
Did something go wrong?
No.
Was that how you hurt your leg? Did you get shot?
I've got cerebral palsy, you dingo.
Oh, sorry. Well, pardon my terrible palsy.
Chez frowns, then grins.
Chez, you seem like a good person.
No. What makes you say that?
Because Nan used the cricket bat and you used the pool noodle.
She smiles down at him. The stolen nightlight shines on the kids' table.
I guess kids never really liked me. I mean, they'd look at my clean clothes and respect for the rules and still weren't friendly. Just last week, my godson bit me and I had to throw him into the baptismal font.
Wombat shares a look with Brady.
Just made me think, and I have this baby. Would they like me?
Well, I like you.
Yeah, me too.
Please.
Yeah, you're funny.
And it's fun when you try to chase us.
They raise plastic teacups.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Nan storms into the security office. Brandishing the bat, she looks around. Holding the melted barbecue, Nan storms back to Chez.
Oi! Whoever set
this off is still here.
What?
They're hiding in the store.
Maybe we left it on earlier.
Oh, maybe we did.
You've had a screw loose all night. You know something.
I don't. Okay. No, I don't.
Leave him alone.
You're going to blink and tell me now, or I'm going to file down this toy spoon and shiv you with it.
Lights flashing, a fire engine pulls up outside. In their uniforms, Greg and Sam jump out. Wombat, Brady and Gladys look out a tinsel curtain.
It's just like in the movies.
Which one's Greg?
The one with the big hose.
Cool.
Gripping the hose nozzle, Greg runs toward the store, Sam bounding beside him.
Wow.
Greg tries to open the double glass front doors. Sam follows him up a ramp.
Fast locks, get the axe, get the axe.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm breaking down the door.
Yeah, you need to stop. Breathe.
There is no time.
Do you smell any smoke? No, because there isn't any. Mate, it's Gladys.
What do you mean?
Think about it. The phone call, now the fire alarm at her work. Mate, it's a Christmas booty call.
No, she would not break protocol like that.
But all I'm saying is that there's no smoke and there's no fire.
Just get the axe. Who's in there? Hello? Anybody in there? Hello?
Everybody needs to just keep quiet and stay cool, right?
No, you need to let us go.
What did I just say?
Well, look, they're about to break down the door and get us anyway.
Bring it on.
Cool it.
Don't tell me to cool it. You're the one that got us in this blinking mess in the first place.
I didn't know the alarms would go off.
They didn't go off. Somebody set them off. And they were meant to be cut with the phone line.
That wasn't my job.
Well, it wasn't my job.
Okay, stop. All right, I can fix it.
Hey, Lewis, you stay put.
Let me talk to them. I can get them to leave.
No, Mr. Harrington. No.
This is the safest thing for everyone, Pete.
Derek's right.
So we let the smooth talker just speed things up again, hey?
Nan? I'm really sorry about Smith Street, but if we get caught, you're going to go away for a lot longer than 5 years.
Fine. Let's go, chicken legs.
Sam hands Greg a fire axe.
What? Stand back, stand back. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Whoa.
Derek opens the door.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Mr. Harrington. Hey, is everything all right?
Oh, sorry, fellas, that was all on me. I was trying to heat up my dinner on one of these, my first barbecues. Got distracted and whole thing went up in smoke.
Oh, there's no fire.
Nan holds her gun ready.
No, nothing to worry about.
Well, look, usually there is a call-out fee for this kind of thing, but you did donate all those toys to the bushfire appeal, so we'll let it slide.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Well, have a good night.
Okay. Hey, just one more thing. Is Gladys in tonight? I got a missed call from her.
No. Sorry, Greg. I sent her home early.
Okay. Right. Have a good night.
Greg and Sam trudge between the centers flanking the end of the ramp.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it just wasn't a booty call, it was a bug dial.
What the hell is he doing? Why aren't they coming in? Greg!
Greg! Help! 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 Hello!
Gladys eyes a center. It lands between Greg and Sam.
Did she swallow a basketball?
You're pregnant!
Help! There's someone in the building! They're holding us hostage!
Nan aims at Greg.
Oh, my bum!
Oh, my God!
Inside!
I'm hit!
They shot him! Push out the door! Run!
You know what we are?
How about I shoot you in the butt and see if you like it?
Step out of it! A bullet in the butt is hardly lethal.
Where do we go? This map is useless!
Head to the roof. We can hide in the kangaroo.
Sam supports Greg.
You saved me. Thank you.
It's okay. It's okay. Tell Gladys. I love her.
No. You tell her yourself. I'm applying pressure.
HQ, this is Truck 25. We need immediate police assistance. Shots fired at Harrington's toy store. I repeat, shots fired.
He grips Greg's ass.
Oh my God, Nan, you shot him.
They're gonna call the cops.
No, you shot him when you screwed this thing up.
We have to go.
Yeah? You're gonna bail on me. Again.
I told you there were roadworks and the lollipop lady wouldn't wave me through.
You went soft on me in Smith Street. You're going soft on me now.
I was 14 years old. Who makes a teenager their getaway driver?
Listen, I went away for a long time because of you. You want to make it up to me? Now's your chance. You in or you out?
I'm in.
Good girl. Watch these two like hawks. Nana's in the driver's seat now.
Where are you going?
Hunting.
Oh,
hostages?
Oh, yes. Hey, are you okay? You okay, Mr. Harrington?
The guns are real.
What do you mean?
I didn't think the guns would be real.
Pete frowns quizzically. Gladys and the kids creep from the hideout.
Quickly. You're mine.
Hold on, run!
Go, save yourselves!
Come on, Gladys, come on!
What are you doing, you idiots?
Never leave a man behind.
Leaving? Who said anything about leaving? Out of the fire and into the frying pan. Let's go, little mice.
Outside, police string up a barricade. A SWAT team disperses. Greg is helped to an ambulance. Derek looks downcast.
Mr. Harrington, if you didn't think their guns were real, why did you help them? I just couldn't take a chance.
Found you rats!
Oh my God, oh my God! Wombat Brady, where were you? Are you two all right? Come here.
We're fine. Gladys, help us.
Gladys, what are you doing here? I sent you home.
I was trying to catch a couple of crimps. Clearly, I was after the wrong ones.
Two kids and a knocked-up Girl Scout. We were sweating our tits off for nothing.
Smile! Are you kidding? Do you know what kind of jail time you'll get if anything happens to those kids?
Nan takes a photo of the kids.
That's one way of looking at it.
She sends Terry a photo of the three siblings.
Showtime. Hello, yes, Derek's phone.
What is going on? Why are there children there?
And who do you think you are?
Shut it, Richie, bitch. Payday's just gone up. We found ourselves a couple of extra hostages, so we figure that's a bit more work for us. Ransom's gone up. 400K.
Terry, pay the money and end this, please.
I can't.
Nan shoots into the air.
Still can't? Righto. We'll start with a 2-for-1.
Whoa, no, let her go.
Mr. Harrington.
You got 3 seconds, Terry.
What's going on?
Guys, are you okay?
Nan, let her go.
Nan, she's pregnant.
She's gone far enough.
2?
No, Gladys.
No, please. So this is what it means to die hard.
Derry!
1!
Enough! It's off! Put the gun down. That is an order.
Terry's eyes widen. She grips her phone. Gladys frowns.
What's off?
The ransom. You set it up. That's why you sent us home. That's why you thought the guns were fake.
Derek doesn't look at Pete. Terry gapes. Derek faces Gladys.
I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. It was not meant to end like this. Okay. I tried to keep the place running. I really did. I didn't know what to do.
Terry rolls her eyes.
So your solution was faking a ransom?
Terry, I know you've hated me since Dad died.
I got scared to ask for anything. And then I got desperate. And it wasn't supposed to be dangerous. You weren't even supposed to be here. Right, and then you brought your friggin' Nan.
Derek.
Gladys shakes her head.
It's just supposed to be a win-win. Chez gets half, I get the other half. And then I was going to make things right.
Mate, you're about as dense as a fully packed cone if you thought we were ever going to split halvesies with you.
Well, that was the deal.
We're criminals, Derek, and deals, much like laws and regulations, don't actually mean that much to us.
Chez? Chez?
He peers past Nan. Pete stares wide-eyed at Chez. She hesitates, then shrugs.
You were wrong. I'm not a good person.
Did you get all that, Terry?
Yeah. You get your money.
Ace. So, there's a black ute parked across the road from your office and two rather handsome boys waiting to escort you here.
A black ute? Man, you didn't.
Keep on tying, Sharon. I want to be chugging a beer in Bali on Boxing Day.
Grimacing, Greg lies face down on a gurney. A paramedic tends to the small wound on his buttock. Sam stands with Greg.
Why, she's pregnant? Why didn't she tell me?
I didn't see that coming.
Look, if she's chosen somebody else, that's okay. We just have to make sure she's safe, okay?
Good evening, boys. My name's Constable Karen. I'll be your negotiator for the evening. It's time to save another Christmas.
You work holidays a lot?
Oh, Diwali, Hanukkah, King's birthday. It's all a nightmare. But you know what? Christmas is the bloody worst. What's the sitch?
The situation is at least one armed bandit.
He's only got one arm?
No, she's got two.
Oh, Slay Queen. Yes.
She's holding at least four hostages. Two kids, one man, and a pregnant woman.
Wow, got ourselves a full house, don't we? All right, I'm going to go warm up. Thank you very much. The personable police officer patrolled the public park personally. The personable police officer patrolled the public park personally.
Hey, I don't want to scare you, but they're screwed.
Nan throws Chez a backpack.
Here, Chez. Empty the cash registers.
Tied to a chair, Gladys doesn't look at Derek.
Is everybody okay? You know, if we just do what they say, then...
Shut up, Derek. What were you thinking? Risking our lives, bringing those two in here. Dinosaur here.
It's okay, Mr. Harrington.
No, it's not, Wombat. Don't talk to him.
Hands tied, Brady and Wombat sit near Pete's chair.
The debt collectors are going to take over this place, leaving you all high and dry. At least this way I can pay off the debts. I can pay you off. And I can close it down.
You can close down the store?
Today was our last day.
What?
What? You giving up?
Giving up? I've tried everything, Gladys. I just can't run this place as good as my dad could. I mortgaged my house. I work 24/7. I've taken out every loan imaginable. And I still can't get it right. And what's worse is I failed you too.
Pete blinks rapidly. Wombat's head is bowed.
So yeah, I've given up.
Hey, it's okay.
No, it's not. Where are we going to live now?
We can find your dad. We can get him to come back.
No, he's never coming back.
But he said...
I know. I was wrong.
Brady's face falls.
You're living here?
The kids nod.
I had no idea. Did you know about this?
Do you know what makes this store so special, Mr. Harrington? It's not the store or the toys. It's the people. It's all of us. It's all of us together. And Hamptons isn't a store, it's a family.
Gladys bites her lip.
And if you're giving up on the store, then you're giving up on us.
Derek nods glumly. Blinking back tears, Gladys looks away. Outside, Karen holds a loudspeaker.
We have the money. Bring the hostages to the front door so we can facilitate the handover.
We have the place surrounded, so don't try anything funny. Unless that's part of your negotiations.
Get him up.
Nan shoves Derek toward the door. Holding her belly, Gladys struggles with Chez. Derek stares at the photo of him, Terry, and their father. Clarence and little Derek smile. Terry gazes off to one side. Derek looks back into the shop. Nan shoves him. Nan and Chez walk Derek and Gladys down the ramp. Two large bearded men haul Terry over. She holds a bulging backpack. Karen looks wide-eyed from them to Nan. Sam helps Greg over to Karen.
Right. Here's the deal. Derek goes, gets the money. My accomplices drive us out of here. You guys come in and save the children. We're all home for Christmas lunch. Got it?
Yes. But how do we know the hostages are safe?
How do I know the money's in the bag?
Oh, yeah. Checkmate. All right. Deal.
Terry and Derek are shoved toward each other.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Look, I don't hate you. I know you think I just left when Dad died, but I think I was left out way before that.
What do you mean?
It's not Harrington and Daughters.
They look at the shop sign.
Oh, darling, did you wet yourself? What? Don't worry, I do it all the time.
No, her water's broke.
No, I actually wet myself. It's really embarrassing.
She's got a weapon. Put your gun down. Put it down. Step away from the prego. Right, that's it. Deal's off. Grab them. Everyone inside. Don't do anything stupid, Toots.
You don't do anything stupid. Ransoms are the stupid thing.
Hey, no, she needs to get to a hospital.
Don't. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Derek!
Let her go! The men haul Derek and Terry inside.
You can stand down. I'm gonna be here all night.
My boss is gonna kill me.
The men tie Terry and Derek to chairs and Gladys to a unicorn.
Screwed up again, did you, Chez?
Told you she would.
Hi, Uncle Jacko. Uncle Rick.
Let her go. Wait, what's going on?
Don't you hurt him.
Hold it open. Help me.
Let go of me. Ow.
Oh, my God, the baby's coming.
No. It's just a cramp. I've been having them all day.
I told you it was Braxton Hicks.
She needs to go to a hospital.
Shut up.
Let's go.
Where? I've got the place surrounded.
To the roof.
What?
We're taking the kangaroo. Always have a backup plan, Chez. A little trick I learned after Smith Street. From you, actually.
Kabook!
Hey, Dale. Just remember, if you're not pooing, you're not pushing.
What?
Let's go! Chef, now! Jeez.
Chez looks at the wide-eyed Pete, then follows Nan. Gladys struggles.
Gladys, are you all right? Gladys, you need to take it easy.
What's she doing?
They hurt my skin! Oh!
She's a part of two humans!
Shh! Oh. Yeah, here.
Gladys broke free. She unties Derek, then they untie the others.
Wait, where are you going?
I let you down, Terry. I let everyone down. And now it's time to make things right. You all get out of here.
Wait!
And you wanted to bail.
Maybe that's not such a bad thing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Oi!
They're on the stairs.
That's not your money.
And what are you going to do about it, Derek? You're all alone.
Pete shoots Nan.
Hiya!
Got about 50 more of these over here if you don't shut up.
Wielding toy guns, the others assemble behind Derek.
What are you doing?
We're family. Oh, are you not listening? All right, lock and load. Fire!
Pelted with balls, Nan drops her gun and knocks over a mannequin. Derek grabs its arm. Nan aims at Derek.
Nan, wait!
A dart hits him between the eyes.
Ow! He told us not to bring real guns.
Oh, my God! Are you blinking kidding me right now?
She holds the gun at Derek. He bats it into the PA system.
Come on, guys!
Derek and Terry chase Nan's group upstairs. Wombat follows Brady.
We'll take it back upstairs! Gladys, stay where you are.
None of your goddamn life! Ugh.
Rico has nunchucks.
Come on, come at me. I can take him.
Are you kidding me? You can't bring an arm to a nunchuck fight?
You got a better idea?
No, that one stinks.
You stink.
Now!
What?
Terry leaps on Rico. On the stairs, Chez watches Pete swing a yo-yo.
What are you going to do? Hit me with your yo-yo?
It's like I said. You gotta be gentle, right?
Kill him!
Derek and Terry bring Rico down.
I don't wanna fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter, Sharon.
He joins her on the landing. Her eyes widen. Pete gives her a sultry look. Collar popped, Pete winks as he heads upstairs. Bathed in golden light, they smile. Chez's face falls. The light fades. Pete creeps awkwardly upstairs. Derek and Terry sit on Rico. Brady skates past Nan, stealing the bag.
Brady, flee! Chez, grandma!
Grab it, grab it!
Rico breaks free. Terry flees.
Terry, stand back. I got this. Terry?
Wielding a small ball tied to a hoop, Derek beckons Matrix style. They swing their weapons and knock each other down. Gliding on her wheelie shoes, Brady throws the backpack to Wombat. He crouches behind a shelf of dinosaur toys. Prowling down an aisle, Jacko scrapes his signet ring on a shelf. Wombat peers around a shelf. There's no one in sight. Pete creeps through display shelves. He grabs a green punching toy fist. Wombat peers into an aisle, then sits back, clutching the backpack to his chest. Jacko grabs Wombat's ankle. Nan throws a net over Pete.
Stay down, crab boy!
Hey! Let go of my brother.
Brady has a slime slingshot.
I can't get a clean shot.
Uh-oh.
Wombat, look at me.
What?
Let it rip.
Slime hits Jacko between the eyes.
Wombat!
Jacko chases them. Gladys sags near doll prams. Rico grabs a sword from a display. Standing over Derek, he raises it. Wearing a football helmet, Terry shoulder charges Rico into boxes. Derek gapes at Terry, who helps him up.
Nice tactic causing that diversion.
Yeah, diversion.
Karen and Sam dance.
Is that coming from in here? Is this a ransom or a rave?
We should probably focus. No, okay.
Brady throws the backpack to Pete.
Think fast!
Give me the money! I gotta use the cricket bat.
He obeys. She drives off in a toy car.
Now get out of here!
Good gosh, Chez!
How's this for a getaway car?
Jacko chases the kids. Gladys hits him with a pram.
Wow!
Chez carries the backpack to an Outback Olive display and opens one of the identical backpacks.
Sharon!
Nan prowls over. Rico has Pete in a headlock.
Hey, Pete!
Derek and Terry shoot Rico in the face with sucker arrows. Pete puts on novelty boxing gloves and knocks Rico down. Watching Pete, Derek and Terry high-five. Their hands miss. Pete flings down the glove.
I'm so sorry. Am I fine?
Come on!
Chez clutches a backpack.
Good girl! Give the bag to Nana.
No.
Nan steps up closer to Chez.
Chez. We're family.
Yeah, but I'm nothing like you. I'm out.
Oh my God, are you Chez. Sweetie.
Nan pats Chez's cheek.
You were never really in.
She shoves Chez, who plummets over a railing toward the ball pit. The others see her fall.
Chez!
Chez's hand emerges, giving a thumbs up.
Hey! Nan, hey. Get away!
The two sets of siblings and Gladys chase Nan. Outside, Karen and Sam dance.
Would you stop dancing? Please?
Boring.
Nan hurries through a fire escape, then upstairs. Wombat shoulder charges the fire escape door. The others try when they arrive.
Oh. I got it! Oh.
All right, let me.
Oh. Here, I got it. Here.
Oh, my God! We need more manpower! Oh.
What are you doing? Just get a wriggle on!
Nan reaches the roof.
How I'm skipping!
The huge red inflatable kangaroo glows. Nan starts to untie it. Derek sprints to the roof. With Nan in its large pouch, the kangaroo floats away.
Stop!
Derek grabs a long rope trailing from the kangaroo and pulls.
What are you doing? You can't stop me, Derek! Derek! Just leave it!
I can't!
Damn it!
No! Stop! I'm coming!
Terry and Pete help pull on the rope.
You're on the outer room!
Brady and Wombat grab the end of the rope. The room drifts higher.
Let go!
Gladys staggers out.
No!
Gladys grabs the rope.
Okay! One, two, three.
Stop it!
Keep going, we've got
her! Gladys clutches her stomach. Derek looks back.
Stomach,
Wombat and Brady crouch with Gladys. The roof rises.
You can't all come to party with me!
Pete leaves Terry and Derek on the rope.
Derek. Just let it go.
His face full of emotion, Derek drops the rope. Nan drifts away in the kangaroo.
Merry Christmas, chumps!
Derek hangs his head. Police and fireys watch the roo fly away.
If that's the bad guys, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Merry Christmas! I'm the man of the world!
Nan spreads her arms wide. Derek crouches near Gladys.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Are you kidding? I'm the one who needs to apologize. Also, Gladys, I think you're having a baby.
Yeah, me too.
We just need to get to the door. There's an ambulance outside.
I'll get the blankets. Come on, back. You'll get the blankets.
Derek helps Gladys to the nativity display. She lies among the hay bales. The others cover her with blankets.
I can't do it. Just come out of here. The kid's gonna love you.
Oh, okay, all right, Gladys. You're gonna need to push.
No, somebody call Greg!
grab it.
Let's go.
Nan flies over a city.
Molly must be there. Oh, it's just got to be there. I've never been to Bali. I don't want to live in that place. Must be something to eat in here. What's this? Gregnog.
Nan removes the bottle's stopper, sniffs it, then drinks. Gregnog dribbles from her mouth. Gladys cradles her baby.
That was the most beautiful birth I've ever seen.
Greg sits beside her.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. Are you? You got shot.
Oh, yeah. They said it was just a graze, but the pain, Gladys. I can't describe it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations to you and
You idiot.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a dad.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Greg. I tried to tell you, but whenever we went to meet up, I'd see you sitting in the cafe with a baby chino and I'd just panic.
Why?
I was scared. But recently, I've been given some great advice from two very wise people.
She smiles at Wombat and Brady.
I'm scared too.
Really?
Yes. Maybe we can be scared together.
He rubs her hand. Smiling, Gladys nods. Then they kiss. Sam covers his mouth.
Oh, yuck! Gross!
I knew it. Christmas booty call.
Who are you? What's a booty call?
As police walk the handcuffed Jacko and Rico past, Derek bows his head. Jacko's face is slimed. Near the ball pit, Pete has a sleeping bag wrapped around him.
Thank you. For what? We didn't get the money.
For reminding me who I was when I'd forgotten. I'm really sorry, Pete. This should never have happened. You're an amazing kid. And an even better brother. Merry Christmas.
Where are you going?
Hand myself in.
You're what?
It's the right thing to do.
No, but no one knows. No one knows anything. Mr. Harrington, we can pin this whole thing on Nan.
Pete.
No, please, come on. And in the end, she did take the money, so it kind of was a real hostage situation.
Yeah, that I planned. I put us all in danger. And I stole money from my sister.
Yeah, that was...
Then give it back.
Jess, what are you doing?
Hiding from the cops.
A cop passes. Derek and Pete hide Jess. She brings out a backpack.
This is for you. I switched it before Nan pushed me into this pit.
Oh my God. Why didn't you keep it?
I don't know. Didn't feel right. Never does, actually.
Look, what do you say? I mean, we won't say anything if you don't.
Oi, get away from that woman! She's the other one, yeah?
No, this is another one of the hostages.
No, I saw you. You were pushing around the pregnant one. I saw you outside.
Yes, she was forced to do that by Nan.
Nan.
Yeah. And I have a disability. Do you really think I could pull off a hostage situation?
Didn't stop the rolling assassin. 13 murders and we still can't find him. Or his wheelchair.
Well, well, she's also my girlfriend.
No.
I mean, I didn't realise we were official yet, babe. But, yeah, I came to surprise him at work.
Him. You're Denny him.
You bet.
Him.
Chez pulls Pete into a long kiss. Derek whistles silently. Karen makes notes on her clipboard.
Oh, all right, get a room. It's great. Well, that story checks out. All right, we'll get a statement from you. Enjoy your evening.
See you guys later.
Smiling, Pete waves. Karen joins the kids.
These two just told me that
So this is Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, well, sorry, it's my understanding that these two have been living here without a guardian. Is that right?
That's not true.
Pete's our guardian.
Yes, I'm the guardian.
You? How old are you, Romeo?
I'm nearly...
Actually, sort of... they're staying with me. I'm the guardian.
Right, okay, well... Yep.
What?
You know, a brave young man once told me, Harrington's isn't just a toy store. It's a family. What do I need to sign?
What, for three kids? Big check. Honestly, that's not really my department, but I'll make some calls. Yep.
God, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harrington.
Hey, it's the least I can do.
Derek takes the backpack from the ball pit. Pete hugs Wombat and Brady.
Come here, you two.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're great.
At the counter, Terry eyes the photo of her dad. Derek approaches.
You used to be so cute. What happened?
I inherited a toy store. You know, Dad always thought you were the family genius. He didn't leave you out of the store, Terry. He freed you to do bigger and better things. I mean, I never thought you wanted it.
I wanted what it meant. There's a reason my first video game was about a toy shop. You know, Dad would have wanted you to make this place your own. You know, it doesn't have to be a memorial.
Derek looks thoughtful, then smiles and nods. He unzips the backpack, looks around, then shows Terry the contents.
This is yours.
What? No!
And so is the store, if you want it.
She looks thoughtful, then pushes the backpack.
Keep it. Consider it my buy-in.
But...
Well, I mean, you clearly need some professional guidance around here, or someone who can negotiate at the very least. You know, I could be a silent partner.
Clutching the backpack, Derek looks around the shop.
You know what? I've got a better idea.
He arches his eyebrows. The kangaroo flies over the dark ocean.
Oh, skip! Look what we've got!
Nan takes a handful of toy money from her backpack.
What's this?
She drops the money, stands scowling, then pulls out more fake cash.
Oh, Sherman, what have you done? No! No! This isn't even the right way to Bali!
Text, 1 year later, Wombat puts a present under the tree.
And Bob's your uncle. The toy store was saved. And everything worked out well in the end.
Brady and Wombat leave the colourful room.
Pete, Brady and Wombat's off-the-grid storeroom got a makeover.
Merry Christmas.
And became their very own place to call home. And it was very close to Pete's work. Derek knew he still had a bit of making up to do. So he gave every member of the Harrington family their own Christmas surprise.
Dressed as Santa, Pete talks to kids.
Pete got a promotion to assistant store manager and Harrington's resident Santa.
That's a weird one.
Terry helps kids with virtual reality goggles.
And my girl Terry became a business partner with her video game Center Stage. Now that she was finally home. You see, Derek always thought that Harrington's was a magical wonderland because of the toys in the store. But after that fateful Christmas, what he realised was that the magic really came from the people he had around him, who loved the store as much as he did.
Matt helps Brady put a star on a towering Christmas tree. Standing on the stairs, Derek smiles down at the store full of playing children. Terry joins him.
Because it wasn't just a store, it was a family, and it was home. And once he learnt that, the place was never empty again.
Wombat and Brady steal Pete's hat. In the security office, Gladys sits facing a boy.
Look, kid, it's Christmas Eve. I'm feeling generous. And that is why I'm going to let you off with just a warning.
I don't get it.
Kid, we've been here for an hour and a half. What don't you get?
Oh,
hey, would you,
would you be interested in any of the Greg Nog?
He's 10.
Gross.
Oh, maybe his parents or something?
Right? Not now.
Okay. I've got to go.
Bye, Greg and Nog.
Bye, little girl.
Oh, bye. Peek-a-boo daddy.
Greg leaves with the baby.
We all make mistakes. True magic comes from people, not stealing this stethoscope.
It was for a medical emergency.
It's a toy.
Yo, Glado, I caught this kid stealing a video game.
Oh, good on you, Chez. Maybe don't pull her by the hair, though.
Can I go now?
No, because you clearly haven't gotten the message. All right, sit down and shut up. Are you ready? Good, because I'm about to tell you a story.
Chez wears a security guard uniform. The kids stole Toy Shop Takeover 2. The cover features Terry, Derek, Wombat, Brady and Nan. Christmas lights flash on the red and green title, Christmas Ransom. Outtakes play.
Hey! She never even got to learn how to stock take!
Same thing but hotter. Like, cough sexy.
The Fiery's photo shoot.
Maybe let's not cough at all. It's a bit COVID vibe.
Right.
Karen speaks into her radio.
I need immediate assistance in locating me a hot shoppy.
Gladys lowers her chocolate milk.
Yummy.
Nan sobs in the kangaroo's pouch. Chez is hit with a ball.
You good?
Sam and Karen dance.
It's a ransom or like a blue light disco.
Hot sleepless heaven.
Greg's been shot.
Save yourself! Save yourself! Go! Go! And then save me too! Come back! Ah, that hurts so much!
Brady and Wombat.
Unfair.
Life's unfair.
Your face unfair.
That is a banger. I'm just saying.
It is pretty catchy.
It's a ransom.
Derek and Terry jump on Rico.
Yes, my God.
Tied to a chair, Pete struggles to disentangle himself from an inflatable unicorn. Karen prods her puffed out cheeks. The Fieries pose with puppies.
So this is what it means to die hard.
So this is what it means to die hard.
So this is what it means to die hard.
The Fieries hold the puppies. In the security office, Chez and the kid laugh. Credits. Stan presents in association with Screen New South Wales, an Every Cloud production, directed by Adele Vuko. Gladys Miranda Tapsell, Derek Matt Okine, Nan Genevieve Lemon, Chez Bridie McKim, Pete Ed Oxenbold. Brady, Talia Sturzaker, Wombat, Evan Stanhope, Greg, Chai Hansen, Sam, Matty J, Constable Karen, Adele Vuko. Copyright 2022, Every Cloud Productions 2, Proprietary Limited and Create New South Wales.